On any given day, there is probably a film or TV crew working somewhere in Georgia. But what are they working on? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
Little in Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Atlanta Journal Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett is back with us. She writes the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Always a pleasure to see you.
Good morning, likewise.
So before we start on the film projects in the state, let's talk about a controversial programming decision coming from a Georgia-based TV network. Ever since sexual assault allegations surfaced against Bill Cosby from multiple women, many networks stopped showing reruns of The Cosby Show. Bounce TV was one of the networks that took Cosby Show reruns off the air. Bounce describes itself as the first African-American broadcast network. Its founders include Andrew Young and Martin Luther King III. But Bounce began airing The Cosby Show again. Why?
It's coming back in December, and they said that they have heard from their viewers who very much make the distinction between Bill Cosby, the man who was facing all of these allegations, and Dr. Cliff Huxtable, the fictitious character. And so they have done a very thorough study, it seems, of their viewers, and they do very clearly delineate between the factual person and the fictitious character he plays. So they're going to be bringing Cosby back to the air.
And then we'll be able to see ratings, whether or not people are actually watching.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what sort of critical reception this receives as Cosby returns to the air, as Bill Cosby is facing these allegations, of course.
Yeah, at the very same time.
Yes, he faces trial regarding one particular incident, but then dozens of other women have come forward. You probably remember that New York Magazine cover of
all the faces.
All the accusers. And so this has been a very powerful moment in popular culture because, of course, you know, Bill Cosby is, you know, TV dad everybody loved growing up. And then all of these allegations come, you know, sort of trickle and then start pouring forth that have, you know, very much changed public perception about him. He has a number of Atlanta connections, we should mention. He and his wife, Camille Cosby, at one time were the largest donors to Spelman College. They endowed a professorship, donated $20 million in the late 1980s. Spelman has since severed ties with Cosby and returned the money, you know, due to these allegations. He's been stripped of a number of honorary degrees at schools around the country. So it's had a very huge repercussion in a number of different cultural realms.
So I would love to hear from all of you out there listening on whether or not you, too, separate the show, Cosby Show, from the man, and whether you're able to do that. If you're watching Cosby Show reruns, which were very, very popular for a very long time, you can reach us on Twitter at OST Talk or on Facebook. So without question, one of the most popular original shows on Netflix in the past few years is Stranger Things. Let's hear a little bit from last season.
She knows where Will is, and now she's just letting him die in the upside down.
Shut up!
For all we know, it's her fault.
Shut up! We're looking for some stupid monster.
But did you ever stop to think that maybe she's the monster?
So a lot of people, including myself, very excited to see that Stranger Things got a second season. It is now filming in Georgia, and they're looking for extras. What do we expect from the second season?
Well, you know, if you watch the first season, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but oh my gosh,
yeah,
what a cliffhanger they did on. So yeah, so people are just like sitting in front of their televisions going, come on Netflix, let's come on with season two. It's been filming in the Stone Mountain area. Obviously, it's going to be a good woodsy area to film round two. And so Millie Bobby Brown has really become just, you know, the it girl.
She
plays 11.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't have time to go into why she's named 11, but anyway.
We don't.
Watch it.
Plus, that's a spoiler.
Yes, exactly. But this has been just a huge, phenomenal success for Netflix. One of many projects that Netflix has been filming in Georgia. Another one that I want to mention is Jason Bateman's Ozark. This has been filming around Lake Allatoona. So if you've been like in Cherokee County, Ball Ground, you know, kind of up north, you might have seen where they've turned, you know, restaurants into these fish camp looking places. That is for Jason Bateman's Ozark. It's unfortunate that, you know, we've had this drought as they've been trying to film near a lake, but hopefully we'll get
supposedly
some rain soon.
Be getting rain soon.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, so let's talk about, we're talking about what's filming both for TV and for film with Jennifer Brett of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Let's talk about one which is on a lot of people's minds right now, and that's The Walking Dead, now in its seventh season?
Yes.
Okay, so fans have been very traumatized this season by a new character that came on, Negan. He uses spiked baseball bat to strike fear into his enemies?
Buddy, he's still there. I don't know. It seems like you're trying to speak, but you just took a hell of a hit. I just popped your skull so hard, your eyeball just popped out.
Okay, so that scene, I think, is a good example of what's turning people off.
Yeah, well, my colleague Rodney Ho pays very close attention to ratings, and just the other day he had a piece out saying that after opening with 17 million viewers in its season debut, the ratings had slid quite a bit and was drawing more like 11 million, which is still a lot, but you know,
but
by Walking Dead standards,
that's a
35% dip. And like you noted, the season opener where Lucy the Bat is popping people's eyes out, it's like, oh, come on, man. You know, I read an interesting article right afterwards talking about, has The Walking Dead just become torture porn? Like, how many more dismemberments can we take here? And what narrative arc are we left with after not only the zombies, but we're you know, killing each other now?
Maybe it was just the natural arc, the life and death of this series. How long can you sustain a story that's always going to be about humans trying to survive zombies?
Yeah, and now, I mean, it was one thing when zombies were eating people, and that was, you know, obviously gory and disgusting. But when humans are popping each other's eyeballs out,
why do you keep having to say that?
You know, it's really resonated with me, and now that you're going to be thinking about that all day, and I'm sorry, we're gonna
move on.
Yes.
I'll tell you what people are very excited about, including myself, and that is the Black Panther from Marvel.
Yes.
Chadwick Boseman will play the lead character. We first saw him in Captain America's Civil War, also filmed largely in Georgia. Boseman was on The Late Show with Seth Meyers, and he said that wearing the Black Panther suit while he's filming Atlanta was not easy.
There's a saying down south when it's really hot, the devil is sitting in the corner. That means it's really hot. And we were shooting in Atlanta, Georgia, so we were close to where I'm from in South Carolina.
Gotcha.
In the midsummer, outside, when you stop a take, there are these tubes that run throughout the suit. You know, they hook you up to like a water pump system, so it runs through the suit, so you feel like you're wetting your pants.
So he has to suit up again, this time for the movie, the actual Black Panther movie that will center on his character. What do we know about this?
Yeah, this is going to be really exciting. And by the way, he is not kidding. I was able to watch a little bit of the Captain America Civil War filming downtown Atlanta. It was like a million degrees that day, and they're filming in this lot. There's not a blade of grass, a tree, any shade at all. And so God bless everybody involved with that project. Yeah, Angela Bassett, by the way, has just signed on to play Black Panther's mother in this new Marvel movie. It's also going to star Michael B. Jordan, Forrest Whitaker, Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, my God, you're just making me more excited.
I know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be directed by Ryan Coogler, known for Fruitvale Station and Creed. And so he reconnects with Creed star Michael B. Jordan for this movie. So I'm really excited about this one. It's going to be filming through about May of 2017. I've already started seeing casting calls for extras, and I'm posting those for you when I have a chance on AJC.com. So take a look and see how you can be part of this next Marvel project.
Okay, so let's talk about another movie that I'm really, really excited for. Atlanta singer Janelle Monáe will star in the new film Hidden Figures. She's joined by Taraji Henson and Octavia Spencer. It comes out next month. This is based on a true story, three African-American women who played a big part in the development of the space program. And here's a clip from a scene. Taraji B. Henson and actor Mahershala Ali.
Pastor mentioned you're a computer at NASA. Pretty heady stuff.
Yes, it is.
They let women handle that sort of... That's not what I mean.
What do you mean?
I'm just surprised it's something so taxing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Johnson, if I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Okay, you actually saw this film already.
Yes, I've seen Hidden Figures, and when it comes out, I want everybody to see Hidden Figures. There's going to be an early release in 2016 for Oscar consideration, and then wider release in 2017. Taraji P. Henson plays Katherine Johnson, Octavia Spencer plays Dorothy Vaughn, and Janelle Monáe plays Mary Jackson. These three women put John Glenn into space. They are, as the title implies, hidden figures, unknown to history until the book came out, and then the film upon which the book is based comes out. When I got a chance to talk to Janelle Monáe, she was reading the script and thought it was so interesting and rich and wonderful, and her thought was, oh, how extraordinary that somebody's actually, you know, put a film in the 1960s and the black women aren't all maids and you know, playing these stereotypical characters. Lo and behold, it's a true story. And she said at first she was really crestfallen that, you know, I've never heard of these women. And it turned turns out, you know, a lot of people hadn't either. So what a wonderful opportunity to educate ourselves about this key moment in space
Can
history.
Can she act?
Yes. And her, I won't give a lot of spoilers away. Her character is Mary Jackson, a brilliant scientist, but also has a lot of fun, too.
And I mean, I have to reveal that before we started the conversation on air, you said you expect this to win Oscars in droves.
Everybody involved with this film needs an Oscar. I'm telling you what, it's extraordinary. By the way, it was filmed here. I should mention. So we're going to see downtown Canton, Georgia, and then also East Point and College Park. It was set, of course, in the 1960s, and so we have these, you know, nice old timey looking sets that are great. And so, you know, that's part of why we love the Georgia Film Industry, because it can look like any place.
That is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Jennifer, thank you so much, as always.
Good to see you.